You're listening to SBS News. Australia has a national plan in place to try to reduce violence against women and their children, deeming its prevalence unacceptably high. On average, a partner or former partner murders one woman each week. But the apparently random rape and murder of Eurydice Dixon has triggered particular outrage, prompting tens of thousands of people to attend vigils across the country to honour and remember her. At Princes Park in Melbourne, more than 10,000 people gathered last night to reflect on what's now become one of Australia's high-profile killings. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek has told Sky News the murder has left her reflecting on similar cases.
I remember in 1988 the abduction of Janine Balding. I remember before that, 1986, the abduction and rape of Anita Cobby. These women stay with us and they stay in our hearts because they change the behaviour of every woman, and we need to get this right as a society.
These women attending the Melbourne vigils say Eurydice Dixon's death has been hard to comprehend.
And I think, I guess like most of these things, could have been anyone. She was just walking home from work, attacked out of nowhere.
Lauren said it could have just been anyone, and I suppose all of us showing up here just really shows that we're all just asking for change at the end of the day.
The White Ribbon Foundation is one of the organisations campaigning for change. Chief Executive Libby Davies says a societal power imbalance is at the heart of the problem, where some men feel justified trying to manipulate, control, and in some cases use violence against women. She says progress has been made in changing those attitudes, but it takes time.
It is about breaking down those structures that have permeated the workplace and the community that say it's okay for men to have that sort of toxic masculinity whereby they feel they have the right to have control over others. So as a community, we're absolutely changing that, and we're calling it out for what it is. And the community itself, the vigils, the attendance at those vigils last night is absolute testimony to the way in which Australians are getting behind the change to prevent men's violence against women and their children.
Libby Davies says a key to challenging entrenched attitudes is having men speak out against the members of their own sex who abuse women.
Men are speaking out, and men are saying, absolutely, we need to stand up when it matters. We need to call out bad behaviour. We need to challenge our friends and colleagues in conversation and make it clear that harassment and abuse and disrespect and ultimately the powerful manipulation of a woman, which can tragically result in her death, does not occur.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.